What's up, heroes? Welcome to episode 41 of the Producer Life podcast. This week, I'm going to talk about a processor-friendly strategy for rapidly creating variations on MIDI-based melodies called preset thrashing. But first, cue the intro music. I'm working on a melodic trance piece. Well, truth be told, I've been working on a melodic trance piece for several months now, but I keep getting sidetracked with other projects that have shorter deadlines. But it's almost done. However, based on some feedback I've been getting from Trap Jesus, one of my mentors at the Producer Dojo, the melody gets a little too repetitive because of the track length. Here's what it currently sounds like. He recommended a technique called preset thrashing. The technique is pretty straightforward. Ordinarily, I'd recommend doing this at the beginning of your creative process as you're generating ideas rather than towards the end of it, but in my case, I need a little more variety, so here we go. Here's how we set it up. The goal is for you to be able to hear the synth you're messing with while simultaneously recording its audio into a clip. This may sound a little tricky, but I've got a screenshot on the show notes, so hang in there. Boot up Ableton and hit Tab to go over to Session View. That's the grid view as opposed to the timeline. Put your favorite synth on a MIDI track with your MIDI melody in one of the clips. I'm using Silenth right now, but you could also use any of Ableton's built-in synths such as Wavetable or Operator. Turn the monitor to off. Now, create a new audio track next to that MIDI track, and in the input-output settings, change the audio from setting to use the MIDI track as the source, so you're routing the audio from your MIDI synth to the audio track. Finally, arm the audio track to record and set the monitor to auto. Now you're ready to get creative. Open up a patch on your MIDI track's synth. Hit record on one of the clips on the audio track, and then go crazy tweaking parameters on the synth patch while you're recording the audio. Stop recording, go to a different patch in your synth on the MIDI track, and the next clip down on the audio track. Then go crazy with the parameters again in that patch while recording the results. Keep this up until you've generated about 50 different audio clips with different synth patches with semi-random preset movements. Once you've gone through this creative process of generating lots of variations, you go into a more critical phase of sorting. Create three new audio tracks you'll use to sort those clips and label them by low energy, mid energy, and high energy. Go through each of the 50 different audio clips that you generated in step one, and then drag them into their appropriate category and color code them by how much you like them. I like to use green for ones I really like, yellow for ones I'm thinking about, and red or just delete if I don't like them at all. At the end of the process, you should have several really good variations on your melody that you can use in low, medium, or high energy parts of your track. Okay, cool. Producer Dojo, I should note, has a heavy emphasis on glitch-based music and dubstep, both of which are certainly Ill Gates' strengths. This technique seems great for those genres, but I'm composing a melodic trance piece where I don't necessarily want huge jumps in parameters in the middle of a melodic phrase. So here's how I adapted the technique. I set up the MIDI clip with Silenth as before, but I pick a patch and experiment with parameters first before I hit record. When I find a parameter change that works well with a preset, then I hit record. This yields either a variation on the preset with an original sound, or I may change the parameter gradually over the melodic phrase to increase or decrease tension, but it's a gradual and deliberate change rather than sudden and surprising. The other thing I'm doing after I'm done recording a clip is I'll label that clip so that I can get back to those settings in Silenth, just in case I decide there's some other cool riff later on that I want to use that same sound with. I like to keep that labeling short so I don't slow down the creative process, and in Silenth, that's easy. It's just a numerical code. For example, 2-123, or bank 2, setting 123. The rest of the steps are the same. Sort by energy, color your favorites. I do like this process, if only because it saves CPU power by working primarily with audio clips so I can generate a lot of ideas. Remember, quantity makes quality. If you generate enough ideas, some of them are going to wind up being great. Previously, I'd duplicate the lead synth MIDI track, mute the original, find a preset, then duplicate the MIDI track again, play around with the presets, etc., etc. But after about 5 or 10 iterations, my CPU starts to get sluggish if I'm working with a big track. The other thing I like about this process is that I found myself fiddling with parameters in my synth that I hadn't used before. So this was a good opportunity for those learning moments where it's like, oh, that's what that does. If you'd like to hear a track that made extensive use of this technique, listen to Ill Gates' Ice Bucket. I'll have a link in the show notes at producerlifepodcast.com, episode 41. Hey, what are you doing Wednesday night? I'd love for you to come join me for my 20th live stream of the Heroic Hump Day House Party, 9 p.m. Eastern. I've got big plans for this one, and I've got some things I'm going to try that I've never done before on film, so come check it out. I'll have a link on the show notes page, or you can find listings for all of my upcoming live streams at houseninjamusic.com/shows. Until next week, this is the House Ninja, reminding you to be someone's hero today.